podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
As you can see,
yes,
we have a fellow comedian.
We do.
A show producer.
Yes.
A writer.
Yes.
A mother.
What?
Miss Casey.
Curry.
Woo!
Is in the house.
What? Where's the, hold on, I think it is.
Hold it down. Yeah, Casey Curry.
Woo!
Is in the house.
Yes. You didn't hear it, it's clapping.
Yeah,
it's, I hope I didn't hit the laughter button.
I don't know. I thought I heard frying bacon, so that means that you did the right thing.
All
right,
good.
Way to go, Jay.
Yes.
Now, I put it on airplane mode, and I don't know why I'm still getting alerts, but. You know.
Where can they find you at?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Where can they find you at?
They can find me. What, you want my handle?
Yes.
You want my handle?
Yeah. All your handles.
Okay. No, you can find me on Facebook, Casey Curry.
Okay.
Find me on Instagram, k.c.underscore Curry. You can find me with Canton Comedy Boom.
Bam.
Canton Comedy Boom.
You can
Boom.
Find me on Females of Comedy.
Females of Comedy.
Yep. You can find me at the Daily Press every Tuesday and at Crackpots every Thursday.
Yeah.
Are you on TikTok?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm thinking about doing videos, though.
Yeah, you should.
You know, you post? I am. Just
you should.
I should. I threaten my kids to do, like, just TikTok videos of me lip-syncing to Taylor Swift and eating pudding, you know? Just ruining everything that they hold sacred.
At the same time?
Hey, yeah. Jay, should we shut the window?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let me, hold on. I'll do all that.
Yeah, so, you know, so KC, so let everybody know, like, you know, how long have you been doing comedy?
About 2.5 years, Cordell.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
So it seems like, you know, yeah, she's young in the comedy game.
I am.
Justin and I are only 4 years old, but
yeah,
I'm telling you, she has put in major work out in these comedy streets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
what?
You have.
Yeah.
You have,
you know,
girl.
The Canton Comedy Boom is a big deal.
It is.
The Ladies of Comedy, a big deal.
Big deal.
And her hosting gigs, and you know, when I was doing my room, she performed in my room, did a great job.
Yeah, she did.
So I'm honored to have her here.
Up close and personal, too, huh?
Yeah, it was like,
I
didn't realize that she was new.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to give you, you know, how it was, it's like, it would be considered a black room. And it was, the people were like,
there.
Right in your face.
There.
And I didn't realize she was a new comic and she did her damn thing.
Yeah, nah, she did great.
So.
Yeah.
I did the damn thing.
She did her damn thing.
GWL took me.
Yeah.
She's
Shout
like, you'll be
G-Dub.
Fine. You'll be fine.
Shout out to GW.
She threw you to the wolves.
Woo.
And you handled it like a true
Thank
warrior.
You. That was a minute ago.
It was a minute ago. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's
like.
Was like
new.
That's
I'm
what
still
we're saying.
New.
Yeah. I think at that point, I thought maybe you would have been doing it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, so that is cool. So you've been doing comedy for like 2.5 years. So who are some of your comedy influences? Like who did you watch?
Like growing up?
Yeah.
Oh God, Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
Carol Burnett is huge. Yeah,
the bomb.
Love Carol Burnett.
The bomb. Shout out to Carol Burnett. Lily Tomlin.
Yep. Gilda Radner. You know,
yeah.
All of the
Rosanna
early
Dana.
SNL.
Yeah.
Girls.
Okay,
you know what
okay.
I mean? Jane Curtin.
So it's a lot of the female ones.
Yeah,
you just gravitated to. I mean, I didn't, you know, because a lot of just comedy is comedy, but okay.
Well, you said influences.
Yeah, influences.
Yeah. Bette Midler.
Yeah.
Bette Midler. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Oh, wait a minute. So you like Bette Midler?
I love Bette Midler.
So you sing like Bette Midler?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was just going to ask you to belt something out.
Oh, I can sing something.
You want to?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Can you sing?
Yeah, a little bit.
Go for it.
Just
Let's
a
go.
Little bit. Okay. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends.
Okay.
Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Yeah. Nice.
See, look, high fives.
Woo!
I tell you what, because if I could do anything like that, I'd do it all the time. Like he said.
Nice. I felt like I was going to add in my part of my song to it.
You should do it. Yeah, do it.
If you buy her a Benz, she'll have you washing your drawers in the sink and drying them in the microwave.
What the fuck?
All right,
I wouldn't do that.
Drying them in the microwave. All right. No, that was good.
I wouldn't do that.
Is that his country song?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
that was the debut of my country song that I'm working on. It'll be out next week.
Drying in the microwave.
Yes. You washing your drawers in the sink and drying them in the microwave.
Okay.
Woo!
All right.
No, yeah. Yours was much better.
It was. I was in a couple of bands, you know.
I could tell.
I was a bass player.
You played the bass stand-up or electric? Or
no, it was electric. Mm. I'm not a good musician. Here's the thing is I dated so many guitar players, right, for so long that I was like, I could do that. So I was like, I'm going to start my own band. And so I did, right? It was like, I'm going to start a girl band, you know, and I did.
Nice.
What was the name of the girl band?
And, well, here's the problem with my girl band is that girls, the problem is that we needed our boyfriends. That is the problem because girls can't play lead guitar or drums. No offense. I'm sure there are people out there that can.
Yeah, tell the Go-Go's that.
I'm certain of it.
Tell the Bengals that.
Offended okay,
right.
Tell Beyonce's band
we
that.
We ended up pulling in our boyfriends, right? And so I started a band. My first band was named Pelt.
Pelt.
Right? So we had a chick lead singer, Jerry Atterbury.
Woo!
Go Pelt! Go Pelt! Dave number one! Mike Bennett, you. Okay. So I was a bass player, backup singer, you know, did that. And then my second boyfriend, he was named Dave. First guy named Dave. We were in a band. Second guy, I dated nothing but guitar players named Dave for like 15 years.
All consecutive?
No.
No, okay.
Not Dave Ruggiero. Oh. No. I asked if he wanted to be Dave like number five or six, and he declined. Second band was also with my boyfriend, but I ended up marrying him. I married Dave number two.
Okay.
The only guitar player with a day job.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Talk about this.
Ladies, yeah, make sure they have a day job.
Yeah, you gotta have a day job.
And then, so I was in, we called that band Ribbed, for her pleasure.
Get the...
stop it. And then, Dave number three, I was in a band with him, and that was called FUBAR.
FUBAR. Right? Yeah. Fucked up beyond recognition.
All recognition, thank you.
Yes.
Yes. So I did that, and I played acoustic guitar and sang in that. And I sang lead on some of those songs.
Nice.
Acoustic guitar, acoustic bass on that. So
wow!
Like, so you could say, you know, being a bass player, I opened up for a lot of bands.
There you go. See, and I never the things you discover on the Midnight Pocket.
Yeah, who knew, right? Who knew?
Look, I love when people have talent.
Yeah,
outside of
hidden talent.
That's one talent I wish I had.
Well, like I always say, God knew what He was doing by not making me be able to sing.
Yeah,
like, if I could sing, it'd be over.
But what happened? What would be over? What would you be on?
I'll be
what
singing. Would you be doing? I'll be singing all the time.
Would you?
Trying to seduce the ladies.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, he uses it for evil. He uses his powers for bad.
Oh no.
Sort of like now.
Cordell's like, sweet. No, he's sweet. Don't listen.
Sort of
he's
like
sweet.
No.
He's sweet. Look at that face. Look at it.
I get it. Look, that's what I said. I like when you said that because I agree. I do the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
But I can't. So I leave it to the pros.
Yeah, I just sing in the shower in the car now.
Oh, I sing all the time myself. Like, I can. I'll be singing Jodeci. I used to do it at the job. I used to walk around the warehouse just singing.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite song to sing? You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Oh, if you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl.
All right, get it, Justin.
I can't even really do it because
Bobby Womack, know that song.
Bobby Womack originally, and then Jodeci redid it.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. I only know about Jodeci. Uh-huh. You know.
You want to know my favorite song?
What?
Love. Exciting and new.
That's your favorite.
Come aboard. We're expecting you, the love boat. That's all I know.
That's all you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Soon, yeah, that's all I know.
We'll be making another run.
That's all I know, though.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, that's all that you're going to get.
Did you want to, I was asked who I thought was hot on the love boat, right? Were you like, what's her name, Julie? Were you into Julie?
I was like,
were you into Julie?
Very young. This was before sexuality.
So yeah. Julie was too old, man. I liked the doctor. I'm just going to say it. I liked the doctor.
The doctor.
Yeah, I like him. I like him dirty, enough. You know? You don't remember the doctor?
You know, I know who the doctor is.
I remember the theme song.
Bald, and he was gray around there.
That's, like, wasn't that the captain? Was that Captain Steuben?
Oh, was that the captain?
I didn't pay attention.
I don't know.
I remember the doctor from Gilligan's Island.
Was there a doctor there? Was he the movie star, the millionaire?
Wasn't there the doctor?
He was the professor, dude.
The professor.
He was the professor.
The fuck?
Yeah.
I knew there was some professional motherfucker
He was the professor.
He was in a suit.
The one smart guy.
The one smart guy.
And the millionaire. But, you know, we do have Casey Curry on the show.
Woo, I'm back here.
So, when did you, like, start doing... You said you've been doing it 2.5 years. Off camera, we talked about you doing it like early on before.
Wait, yeah, you started in the 80s.
Okay, here's the story, guys.
Yeah.
What had happened was I was in Cogga Falls, okay, and we had Hilarities on State Road in Cogga Falls. And
Shout out to Pete.
So I wanted to do comedy. I always thought it was really funny. So I did it. And I did a contest when I was like 18 years old. I saw John W. King there, actually. And he was
a young John W. King.
Shout out. The real John King. So I did a contest, and I came in second.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. What had happened was I was like, screw you, comedy, because if you're out here, dude, okay, there's a dude who came in first, and to my recollection, I should have won.
Whoa.
Okay, now wait.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, and you know what he did?
What?
Okay, when we were going up for our final applause, because it was only by sound, he dropped his pants, and he had smiley face boxers on. Your Honor, as I plead my case. So if anybody knows anybody who was doing comedy at Hilarities back in the late 80s who dropped their pants and had smiley face boxers on, I want to have a word with you, dude.
Wow.
I want to have a word.
So when they were...
Let's bring it
that
back.
That pushed them over the edge to win?
It did. And then I moved to Florida and I said, screw you, comedy. I'm going to go wait tables for 10 years.
Whoa.
So that's what happened.
And right.
And I became a writer. That's right. I went to Florida. I did write. I wrote for, it was called Ink 19, and then it became Tabula Rasa. It was kind of like a Cleveland Scene magazine.
Okay.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I covered local art shows and music and wrote reviews. They published my poetry.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a poet as
well.
Do you have any poems, like any quick ones?
Yeah. Okay, here's one when I was working in Vegas. Let me see if I can remember. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay, let me go back. I was looking out my window like I usually do, just killing time. Six moths were beating their bodies against the four walls and that ugly neon sign. And then they landed and it was quiet and calm until that guy came out and spit on the wall and left me there with those six fucking moths.
Nice.
F that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
F that dude.
F that dude.
Sitting on the wall.
Yeah.
And spitting and stuff. Moth. That's nasty. Yeah. What's wrong with him?
So pulled that one right out of the old hat.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Way to go, KC.
I'm like, you've always been, like, involved in the arts.
Yeah, you know what I mean? She looks like an artsy person.
Yeah.
I was a painter for, like, 15 years. I had my own painting business. It's true.
What kind of, like, painting?
Like murals.
Murals.
And yeah.
Why?
Yes.
Why are my walls
very artsy fartsy?
Bland. Why is it
it's your apartment and they paint it flat white.
No, F that. He's gonna not get his deposit back. Paint a fucking mural.
Right now.
Yeah. Like,
so
do
I
it
did
now.
That. Yeah.
Nice.
I've done everything I've ever wanted to do. I wanted to be a writer. I got published. I wanted to be an artist. I did that. I was self-employed like for 15 years. It's weird having a job.
Yeah.
You know.
So you were an entrepreneur for 15 years.
Yeah.
That's true.
But then 2008 hit. The economy went to shit. Mm. I got a divorce, ladies. Do it. No,
what?
I got a divorce.
Do it.
Yeah. Wow. And then I went to school. I went to college.
Now she hates people named Dave.
No more Daves. Let me just look at me here. No more Daves. Okay? No Daves. No Daves.
No Davids. Guitar.
No Davids.
No Davies.
No. None of it. None of it.
Wait, so if Davy Jones was still here, you would say no to Davy Jones?
Isn't it? No. No. No thanks. All right.
Even though he played the bongos and the maracas.
But, no to all that. So I've led a very interesting life, and then I became a, let's say, like almost an empty nester. And I was like, what do I want to do? I have all this time now, because I was a speech and debate mom. Mm. Are you guys familiar with speech and debate?
No, not at all. What speech and debate is.
Yeah, okay, well, my kids got involved. My son came home, and he was like, Mom, I want to join speech and debate. And I was like, cool, that beats football. Sorry. There's a lot of practice. Anyway, changed everybody's life. Speech and debate changed everybody's life. I ended up signing up to be a judge, right? And you have to have so many judges volunteer for your school, okay, to have students compete.
Okay,
so I volunteered.
Super involved.
For like 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, shout out, Louisville. Speech and debate. Woo!
Get it.
Is that Louisville, Kentucky?
Get it.
Was that Louisville, Kentucky?
No, this is Louisville, Ohio. This is Louisville with a hard S.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah. So, what makes me so excited about doing open mics and running open mics is because every Saturday I would time rounds of speech and debate kids.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and then I would have to give them
a score?
Well, I would have to give them like little things for like, you know, 5 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, 30 seconds, speech and debaters, that's 30 seconds, wrap it up. So,
That explains why and how she kicks me off the stage.
That's
all
right.
The time.
I'm always giving the light.
And she's back there.
I'm lighting.
Like,
bang, 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 bang.
Your time is up, cool. See, like, get off the stage.
Tight five, kids. Tight five. Now, their rounds were 10 minutes, but I mean, I spent 4 years doing that. And then my son went to college. He got a scholarship for speech and debate.
Wow.
Full ride.
Is
he just graduated.
Now?
He just graduated.
Is he taking his bar? Or he?
And no, he's not. But he did graduate summa cum laude. He did.
Good for him.
Oh,
nice.
Shout out to him. You want to give his name or no?
Just dripping out of my vagina. Just genius.
Genius.
Dripping out.
Nice.
And nothing to do with what was injected.
So I had nothing. I had more time. I had more time on my hands. And I was like, what did I want to do with that time? So I ended up taking a comedy workshop from Lou Santini at Crackpots in Ashland. And that was in September of 22.
Nice.
Yep. So I did that. And then December 2nd or 3rd of 22, I did my first open mic. I was a paralegal and somebody knew Lydia Carmody.
Shout out to Lydia.
Lydia.
Yeah. Woo!
Females of comedy. So I reached out to her. She was like, hey, do the open mic. And it's first Friday. And it's Canton's first Friday. So I did that. And that night, I followed Patrick Madison. My first set.
Shout out to Patrick.
Patrick Madison. Woo.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And he was like, good set, lady. And I was like, you didn't make it easy. I had no idea he'd been doing this for years. You know what I mean? But that night completely changed my life and the whole trajectory of my life. Wow. You know, I met GW Nell that night.
Shout out to G-Dub.
Yeah. Still my best friend to this day. We were instant. You know I love you, G.
Yes.
Patrick Madison, still a good friend. We started the Daily Pressed open mic together. Okay. That was almost 2 years ago.
Patrick and I together.
Okay.
So talk about the real like what is the Daily Press and talk about like how often you do it?
Daily Press is in Akron, Ohio, downtown Akron. It's across from they play baseball there. What's that called? The Rubber Ducks thing.
Okay.
The stadium.
Okay, the Rubber Ducks.
Yeah. Across from Cilantro. Anyway, it's a very cool cocktail and coffee bar. They have a nice stage. They have great vodka out to you. Love you. He's the bartender.
Okay.
So it's just a show up, go up, open mic, sign up at 7. It starts at 7:30.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Sign up at 7. Starts at 7:30. Everybody in the area that wants to try comedy or thought
come
they want to
out.
Try
comedy. Come on out. Come on Let's out. Let's do it. Let's do it.
And if you're not, absolutely. Drive there and show up.
Yeah. Or just come out and enjoy it. You know what I mean? You never know who's going to come out.
Comedy.
You never know. And there are people that roll through. There are headliners that roll through. You know what I mean? And they're working on new stuff. That's what open mics are for.
Right.
It's a workout for us. We're trying out new jokes. And sometimes, you know, when it's just comedians, it's like, it's the hardest room. But when you get a comedian to laugh, you know, there's something to it. Keep that joke.
Justin say that I don't laugh at anything.
I laugh a lot.
I laugh at some things. But like it's important to support like especially open mics. Like one of the things that's different from like going to a comedy show and going to an open mic, you're gonna see many different types of comedy.
Many.
Yeah.
You never know who you're gonna see. You might
how
see
it's
some,
gonna go.
Yeah, you might see comedians that you might pay like 30 or more bucks for.
Absolutely.
At an open mic, you know, just testing out their new material and things like that. And then instead of seeing like comedy, like normally when you go to a comedy show, which is good, you see the comedian, the headliner, and you see like other comedians that maybe do similar type of comedy. Mm-hmm. But the difference between open mic is you get many different ranges of, and I call it comedy practice. Comedy practice, you get many different ranges, many different styles, and it's a great comedy show with many varieties of comedy. You will definitely get your bang for the buck at an open mic, I guarantee.
And they're never the same. They're never the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like Cordell said, it's not choreographed, it's not produced. You know, you're not putting together something cohesive with a theme or. You know, like comics, you know.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. It's all over the place. And I'm tight on that light, kid. So when I say I'm lighting you at 4, I mean it.
She's tight on the light. But, you know, I'm joking a little bit because, you know, me and Jay, we pride ourselves on...
running the light.
We don't run the light, do we?
No, I don't think so.
No. We pride ourselves on, and this is for, you know, because we're still new at it as well. Justin and I, we pride ourselves on knowing how long our jokes take.
Yeah.
And we don't go up there with phone or pad. No. Never.
No. Ever.
No. Never.
Don't do it. Marty Malloy would have an aneurysm. He hates that. Oh, my God. Like, even if you're, I think even at an open mic, if someone goes up before him that's on notes, he's got something to say about it. You took notes up, you know? Mm-hmm. Marty's not having it, but people need them, though. People rely on them, and maybe it's not good to rely
on them. Notes is for the car.
You know?
Notes are for at home.
Yeah.
The stage, even if it's open mic, to me is showtime.
Notes, like, I think notes are for home because the ride there is for memorization and trying to figure out how you're going to say it. So when you get there on stage, you're prepared.
Okay. Yeah.
And then once you get on stage, it's showtime. Either you fumble it or whatever, but that's the learning process.
Either you
process.
Got it or you don't.
And that's the fumbling process. And then you just you record it and you listen and go, okay, no, I got to do it this way. And then you just revamp it because, you know, on stage, yeah, you're getting it out, but are you really? You're just focused on reading. I mean, I don't know. If you're using it to help prepare, I don't know. To me, I think you should.
The delivery is going to be different when you're drawing it out than reading it.
Exactly.
You know, it's going to be more authentic.
Yeah, absolutely. But
I think it helps you, too, to get it out in trying to get it into memory because it comes more natural, I think, instead of robotic.
And things change when you get on stage. Like, you'll say things that you didn't plan, but that work. And it's just a natural, you know, thing that it's... And that's why it's important to record. And I'm guilty of not recording as much as I should. But things come out of your mouth on stage, man. And I said the same thing about playing music. You get more out of 20 minutes on stage than you do for 2 weeks in your basement. You know what I mean?
Oh,
learning
yeah.
a song.
Yeah.
Like when you're live,
oh, really?
That,
okay.
there it is. Music. There it is. You know?
See, one of the things you can't, as much as you think you know, is you can never predict when you're going to get a laugh. Like, say you're doing a set and you've done it before, you know, you think you generally know.
You expect a laugh at a certain point.
And sometimes you don't get it.
Yeah.
And I call that tripping over crickets. Like you can trip over your crickets. Like you normally get a laugh there, and you give yourself a time to breathe.
But you gotta keep going, man.
Yeah, but especially if it's
keep
like
going. That silence is deafening.
Oh yeah, but you got to keep going. Or how about this? Sometimes you could say something, and that's not even a joke,
and they get a laugh, and
you get a big laugh, and I'm looking at them like. What are you guys laughing at? That ain't even a punchline.
Take every laugh.
I take it too, but sometimes like
it throw you off.
It could throw me off. Like, you know, for example, you know, my We Are the World joke. And I'd be like, I tell people that Edith Bunker was supposed to be in We Are the World. See? That's not even a punchline.
Because I know what's coming.
Yeah, but you know. But sometimes, as soon as I say that...
Well, it's a funny concept, though.
But the problem is he forgets the main punchline all the time. He forgets the main punchline all the time.
You're telling him. You're telling him.
We critique each other.
I tell him afterwards. I'm like, dude, you forgot this. He's like, shit.
Yeah, but
he just rolls his ass.
Yeah, but you know what? And he's right, and I appreciate that. I never be like, don't tell me how to do my jokes.
I'd be like, you got something on your thumb.
I always say you're right.
Tell him what's on his thumb.
No, I don't do that. I listen to critiques all the time.
Yeah, you have to.
Because to me, I think this is comedy. I'm a trucker too. So when other drivers tell me things that I could do better, I'm not one of those drivers that be like, don't tell me how to drive. If it's truly something that I could do better, I'm all for it.
I've been driving 20 years.
Yeah, so. You know. But
he tells me when my torque's not on point.
Yeah, man, this dude.
No, did he?
It's better to have honesty and people around you that can tell you those things. And sometimes I know it's hard to hear. You know, I want to hear the truth.
I welcome the truth.
You know it when you bomb on stage. You know it when a joke doesn't work. You feel it. And then you carry it around and then you try to fix it or you dump it, you know?
Yeah, I had kind audiences, but I haven't bombed yet.
I mean, I've had... Well, then what do you call Sandusky? What are we going to do with Sandusky?
I don't think I bombed. I think they were bombed.
I mean, nobody got anything there.
That's not bombing. If it's just a bad room,
it was just,
y'all did your job.
Yeah.
If it's a bad room,
and I know
people think that laughter is a limited resource.
This is your episode, but I just want to say...
And then I bombed, and you seen me do it.
No. No. I'm talking about my Sandusky experience.
There's a lot to unpack here, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot.
Listen.
It's okay. We're in a safe space, Cornell.
You specifically.
No, I want to say.
He's got something to get off his
that
chest.
Everybody should have did what I tried to do.
I got you.
Look.
He tried to get the room back. He
I got it like 2 seconds.
I love it. He tried. He was like, I'm going to get him back. I said, go get him.
Go get him.
So I went out there. I grabbed the mic. Everybody was on stage. I was not on stage. I grabbed the mic, and I went out there, and I'm like, yo. And I went walking towards the crowd, and it was like, I got yanked back by the cord. I'm like, fuck.
Everybody looked. Everybody turned away.
And it was like, what's he talking about anyway? Yeah. You know, I'm like, And my company that I drove with,
were they there?
Justin Fuller and Pops Graham was with us, and they talked about me and laughed at me. But in my mind, they should have been doing the same thing I did. Was trying.
I agree.
This dude went up there robotically, did his set.
Robotic.
Nobody was paying attention.
Not a word.
You robotic?
I went up there, look, before I, because they were playing music in between, like,
ew.
You already know what it was. See, soon
I
you
know.
Say,
music.
Soon as you say that, look, this dude came to me, he was like, you want me to have them play a song before, and, you know, and then bring it, I was like, no, let me get this over with.
Hitler just did
so he's
over
like,
I know what this is, let me get this over
he's
with.
He's up
so
there like, I'm
there.
Justin.
They were up there,
hey,
said, blah, blah,
I'm
blah,
Justin
blah,
Fuller.
Blah, blah,
and they out there like, talking to each other,
blah,
playing
blah,
pool,
blah, 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 blah,
watching
blah.
The game.
Yeah.
And steak warehouse worker.
And I'm Justin, everybody, and he just kept doing his routine.
Yeah, but you have energy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah,
I came out with energy.
Yeah, he has energy.
In all fairness,
thank you.
Codell.
Thank you. Thank you, Codell.
In all fairness, look.
That's perfect moment for that. Yeah, right?
Look, in all fairness, it was the stage, was, dance floor, pool tables, then the audience.
Then the people. It's too far.
At a bar with TVs, I think.
TVs and everything.
They were all at the
and
bar.
The stage was way up here.
Way away.
Dance
from
floor.
Everything.
It was crazy.
Boo.
That's why I said I was on the floor. Like,
oh, trying to pull. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And I think everybody
I see that,
should
man.
Have been doing that instead of making fun of me.
I just said, go get him.
Go get him. Go get him, Kuzi. You can do it.
And I did it for 2 seconds.
Oh, they like, got jerk back to
me.
They were just
like
this.
Yo. And I'm walking towards the crowd like,
look, they were just like this.
Man, the people, like, I don't understand if they pay money for a ticket, right?
Man.
Why they show up and like this.
That's this area. That's Cleveland.
I don't know.
You know, or they'll just laugh for the one person that they know. And, like, they don't want to waste it. They only have so much
to
give.
They're the funny
that
people,
night.
So they want to wait.
No.
They, like, if you bring people... They're only laughing for the person they
yeah,
can't.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, if I bring you, I want you to laugh for everyone.
Right.
It's
enjoy
about
the
show.
Show.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah. I mean, so the people that just hold on to it for their friend.
Yeah.
Like, and then just stare at the rest of us. Because let me tell you, your friend wants you to laugh at everybody.
I have
they really
footage.
Do. Yeah. As a comedian, we want that.
I have footage when Justin was on stage, because we record for each other's set a lot. And I literally, you could see this dude, I'm recording, he's back there like laughing at Justin, but silently. Like, silently.
The quiet
laughing.
Laughers.
Yeah, yeah. You remember that, Jay?
Yeah, I remember you telling me. Yeah.
What do you do? Why are you, why are you so quiet?
Yeah.
Why
especially
are you so quiet?
Especially at a comedy
quiet?
Club, when you're there to laugh. It's like, that's the one time you're supposed to project out laughter.
I think people are afraid. Why? What they're afraid of, I don't know.
So one of the things that I often like, even when I did my my showcase, I like to put the spotlight on ladies, because there's a big thing that people think that ladies are not funny.
Ooh.
And I think that's the most ridiculous thing that I ever heard. There's a lot of funny ladies out here that's putting it down and doing their thing. And like put a spotlight. What's the name of it? Is it Ladies of Comedy?
Females of Comedy.
Females of Comedy.
Yeah.
Now, in this new generation, I'm a Gen X. We're all Gen X's. I was corrected on females. I said female, and they was like, no.
Oh, crap. Are we going to get canceled?
Females. That's how you describe a dog.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like...
Oh, we're not like the bitches of comedy.
Yeah, whoa. I mean, some people be cool with it. But yeah. Other people be like, why? I mean, because, you know, the merch would be dope.
Well, and we like the 14 and up. Females of comedy, the FOC, FOC.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
If some people can make Doge, she could definitely say FOC.
Exactly. And when I first joined the females of comedy, I was like, I want to be a focker.
Motherfucker.
I'm like, yeah, I have kids. I can be a motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
You know? No, absolutely.
And that's so cool. Can you like touch on the females of comedy? Like, what is the females of comedy for people that don't know?
Yeah.
Well, it started from Lydia Carmody again.
Shout out to Lydia.
Trailblazer Lydia.
Yeah.
She came back from LA and noticed that there was no female representation going on. And there wasn't any comedy really happening in Canton.
Right.
Okay, where she's from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she decided to, and she went around to the clubs, you know, she went to Funny Stop and she went to Crackpots and she met GW Nell and other comedians, female comedians, strong female comedians,
and
Amanda Elam.
Yeah. Shout out to Amanda Elam.
Right. And put on a show, all women, okay, in the basement of this art gallery. And it just recently got taken over by her brother, Tim Carmody. Woo!
Okay.
Second April Studios. And they had a basement that used to be home to, I think, an improv group. Like, people have told me.
Was that, is that an art gallery?
It was in the basement of an art gallery.
Okay. Yeah.
In the arts district in Canton, right?
Okay, yeah.
So she was like, hey, they weren't using it. So she was like, hey, would you care if I did comedy down here? And that's where it started.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like some of the names,
just the underrepresentation of women look at any comedy poster, look at the advertisements,
right.
You know what I mean? Right. How many times have you seen five guys on a show?
On a poster,
over and over. Or you get the token woman, and I've been the token woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can't say
like, oh, we need it, we have to get the token woman.
I always tried to mix it up.
Yeah.
And I even did a show dedicated just to women.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we
but you know,
that.
like
we
some
can't
of the names,
say nothing. We do have.
But the names. Let's see the names that I seen you guys, and I got a kind of a photographic. I seen Samantha Archer, Amanda Elam, Gray. I don't know her first name.
Jackie
Gray.
Yep. They were all in it. Nicole Knight was in it.
Nicole Knight?
Yeah.
Nicole Knight?
Like from Akron.
Okay. All right. Oh, Nicole Knight. I know who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was the other Nicole Knight.
Kelly Thulis is in it. Sarah Short is in it. Amy Steller
is in it.
God, if I miss somebody, I'm going to die. Lydia Carmody, myself, GW
yes.
Now.
Yes.
Nice.
If I forget anyone, oh my God.
Yeah, what's the young ladies from Chicago? Was she there? Was she a part of it?
From Chicago.
Help me out, Jay.
Oh, what? You put me on the spot.
No, we've been having...
You know, I'm like the... Hannah.
Oh!
But...
No. Hannah Belmont.
Belmont.
Hannah Belmont. She's hilarious. Now, she's done shows. at Canton Comedy Boom. She's been on shows that we produced there.
So she wasn't on females of comedy.
Right.
Is there a cutoff? Like, is there like too many members?
Well, we had 12 and now we're down to 8. We had 12. We had a dozen. We had a dirty dozen.
Oh.
And then now we're down to a tight 8.
Tight 8.
You know what I mean?
Tight 8. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. But what we've been doing, and want to continue to do is have local comedians come in and be a part of the show. You know, be a feature. Like Precious was on.
Shout out to Precious.
Shout out to Precious, man.
Yeah.
Precious, I had somebody looking for you first Friday. Hoping to see you. Wow. So we got to get you back.
Shout out to Precious.
Yeah, they were like, where's Precious? And I'm like, I know, she's amazing.
Yeah.
But we do hashtag in Columbus. We've done that a few times. And we want to start pulling in like maybe Sister Lou from Columbus, you know, or a Columbus comedian,
you know,
and or Hannah Rome's, you know, she runs hashtag down there, you know, and to get somebody local to be a feature for the Females of Comedy show, you know, because we were about representation. That's what we want to do. We don't want to isolate. We don't want to be like some kind of clique.
I think Sister Lou is, I don't know, but I think she moved up this way, and we can
Did she move to Cleveland?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out.
Shout out to Sister Lou.
Shout out. Woo.
Yeah. So and it's so
she's,
many.
She's a.
It's so many other female comedians that's like here in Cleveland too that you know you can probably reach out to.
Well, Sarah Short's from Cleveland.
You got
Kelly Thulis. Go ahead, name them.
You got Jinjin, you got.
Oh my God, I know her.
Yeah. You got Jinjin, you got Ebony Timberlake.
Oh my God, yes.
And you got Ebony Gordon. Well, Ihala.
Ihala.
She's actually from Youngstown.
I love Ihala.
Yeah. And you know it's an up and coming comic named Smiley.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, she wanted to meet you.
Really?
She did.
Smiley, reach out.
Yeah.
Really?
She wanted to meet you so bad.
You're messing
with me. No, I'm dead serious.
Let's do it.
Yeah, she wanted to meet you so bad. So, yeah.
Let's do this thing then. Yeah.
See, you're putting on females.
Yeah.
I mean, she's putting on more than that, though, too. You know.
With the Canton Comedy Boom.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. There is so much. We just had Bill Squire, John Armstrong.
Shout out
Armstrong.
To Bill Squire. Woo. John Armstrong is a friend of the show.
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is.
Shout out to John Armstrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's he dope. Was Cleveland Comedy
The Year, right?
Yeah, Comedian of the Year.
Yep.
You guys were nominated.
What?
They were nominated.
Appreciate it. You were nominated. Are you kidding me? Best host of the most.
Yes, I was nominated.
I didn't think I... Were you at the awards?
Okay, here's what happened, that I missed it. I took a picture later after the red carpet was rolled up. I found it in the back room, and I still have a picture of it. Of me just going, you know, on the rolled up red carpet. So I was near the red carpet the second time, but I didn't make it. I was late.
But I was there.
I was looking for you.
I didn't get the pictures.
I seen you.
Later? Was it later?
I was on the way to the bathroom.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know what was funny about that night?
I did make it. I was late, but I made it.
What was funny about that night? They had a whole other comedy show going on.
At Pickwick.
Room.
Right?
Yeah. I didn't know that at all.
Like when you went to the bathroom?
Right.
Like right down the hall, there was another comedy show going on.
Yeah.
So we were in the other room.
But it was cool.
No, it was dope.
It was cool. We were
in the kiddie room. Hey, you guys go have your little. No.
We were at the grown up table. I believe. Yeah.
That was the first time I think I was. I was there.
That was your first time in Heather?
Yeah.
It's an honor to get nominated. It is.
It really is.
It made me feel nice, especially because we were close to the stage.
Megan, that was a great show.
Yeah, our seats were close.
Yeah, they had us right at the... I thought they had us at the front for a reason. Like,
I know.
I was waiting. I was like, what am I gonna say?
What were you gonna say? Whooping panub and all the wrong places. Whooping
panub. I had no idea what I was gonna say.
Wow. I was gonna say, you know, it was a lot of hard work.
Thank you very much. God bless. Good night.
He's sweating.
It was a lot of hard work.
Do it.
It was a lot of hard work.
I know we pushed subscribe on half of you, everybody in his room.
They're pitching it.
Pretty much, because I was like, you know, subscribe to the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
Yeah, he's a big one right here. This guy right, Codell. Is head of networking.
I try, I do my best.
He is the HR.
CFO, COO.
Yes.
Head of marketing.
Yeah, I'm the chief financial officer. No,
but he's the editor.
That's the editor over there.
No, I do.
What are the relations? What are the customer relations?
Yeah, he's definitely.
I'm the public relations dude.
Yeah, public relations. Yeah, yeah. I'm like reaching.
He's definitely that one.
Cover up the shit I say.
Because people go to him
like, why did Justin say that? Why is he cutting her off? Why is he saying what about some dudes when it's her influences?
Like, yeah, you didn't watch any dudes.
He's a dumbass.
You didn't watch any dudes.
I did.
Why did you do that?
Richard Pryor. You know what I mean? Like, Richard Pryor.
Steve Martin.
Oh, I love Steve Martin. Yeah, you said my influences. I know,
and Justin was like,
so I went all straight women.
Like, you didn't watch Steve Martin?
You weren't influenced by any female comedians? I mean, if I said who influenced you, you'd be like Lily Tomlin. No, I don't think so.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
You know, Rosanna Dana. Yeah. She had a huge impact on me.
That's Gil Radner.
I
thought you don't watch comedy?
Now I can't talk to him. I'm just talking to you. How are you doing?
You know why?
His memory is on point.
You know why? Because I'm a fan of comedy. And I watch comedy.
He is good. I do too. I just don't remember.
That's good. Because, I mean,
it's like songs. I tell him all the time. Like, he'll be like, oh, you know this person? I'm like, no, they sang this. Oh, yeah, I know that song.
No, that song. Maybe not the band. Let me ask you this, though. If you watch comedians, does it influence how you write your comedy?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious. Because, I mean, I write from my own personal experience in my sad, damaged life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's what we do.
And that's what we do.
That's what we do.
Well,
and that's what kind of pisses me off about people stealing jokes.
Well, you know what?
You know what I mean?
Before you bring that up, before we get on to that, I will say that my comedy is from my personal experience and my own imagination. I make up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like the Edith Bunker at the thing. Yeah. That's just fun. Yeah. That's so fun, right?
Thank you.
Isn't
like I had a thought the other day.
Such a classic.
Do you? You know,
it's
like
he has a lot of good bits.
It's a classic.
I thought of something the other day. Like
he has no idea.
I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, I wonder, does Jay-Z watch The Price is Right?
So stupid.
1,000. 1,000. I wonder, is he at home watching The Price is Right? You know what I mean? $1.
Stupid, but hilarious.
1,001.
Yeah. I wonder, is Jay-Z at home watching The Price is Right? You know what I mean? So those are my thoughts, and those are things that... you know, that I create on stage. Like, no, I don't know Jay-Z, and no, he never told me that if he does or do watch The Price is Right. But I'm imagining, like, does he watch The Price is Right? And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you how I got this epiphany.
Okay. And now it's an epiphany.
It's a true story.
I mean,
I went to camp with Justin.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
Bringing this up.
And it was cool. It was a great experience.
I know.
But camp?
Camp.
Camp?
Camping? Or like comedy camp? No, camp.
You got a comedy camp?
Like camp kids? To the woods.
Camp to the woods.
And check this
like
out.
Like peeing in the woods kind of camp.
Deep
camp
in the woods. No, it was the woods.
No, it was deep in the woods.
It was the woods.
It was a cabin in the woods. It was a cabin. I didn't have any reception.
It was like, that's deep.
Okay.
It was a three bedroom and a bathroom.
Hold on.
We sent out laundry.
No, that's true. But guess what was holding the fucking toilet paper?
Ooh, you?
No, antlers.
Antlers.
Oh.
It was a camping.
Be careful.
It was a hunter camp.
That's camp, right?
Be careful.
That's a camp
shit,
right?
Patrick Madison's going down to perform in Ty Nesta.
So,
PA,
listen.
Either
don't
way.
Don't fall into the toilet holder, Patrick.
So, no. So, this is where I have my epiphany. Like, I call... And Justin called, and I have his permission to call his father.
Yes.
The Don.
Yes.
I asked him personally. I said, "Can I call you the Don?" He said, "Yes." His name is Donald.
Yes.
But he said I could call him the Don.
The Don.
You did.
So
okay.
Check this out. I'm at camp, and granted, like every morning, my mom. And we have more in common than people think. My mom is watching Let's Make a Deal.
Okay.
I'm at camp. The Don is watching Let's Make a Deal. He's involved, you know, just like my mom be involved. Like, you know, like.
I don't know where he's going with this, but no, I love
his stories. They come.
I'm like, okay.
Especially when I'm involved and I know some details.
No, the Don is watching Let's Make a Deal and get in, like, involved in it. Like, you don't expect or you don't know. It's just that you don't know.
Yeah.
You would think, okay, talk shows and game shows. Everybody watches game shows, but you really don't know.
But he's actually putting out prices.
He's involved. The Don
he's
is
calling
involved.
Out stuff. Calling
involved
out stuff.
Involved in it, and I'm like,
okay.
So then I'm sitting back. So months later, I'm at home, and I'm like watching The Price is Right with my mom, and I'm like, I wonder does Jay-Z watch The Price is Right?
Oh, he landed the airplane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got it.
You see where
I got it now.
And I'm wondering if he's like, $1. And he might.
He might.
You know?
That could bring him comfort, man. That may be
you
the
never
only
know,
thing
you
that
know,
he's
know,
seeing in his bubble.
Say it again.
You at home watching The Price is Right or bidding like everybody else bidding. Like I told you. You know,
Rice-A-Roni is a San Francisco treat.
Yeah, like you know, like so that's how it happens. You know, it's like
so don't steal his bit is what he's saying.
No, this is the timestamp for the bit right now because you know but I'm just saying, and that's how my material and I'm like
creates.
Like I wonder if Edith Bunker was on We Are the World. You know.
But the thing is, with those, you have to be able to do the voices.
Yeah.
They don't land as well.
If you can't do
if
the
you
voice.
Go, $1. Like, I can't do Jay-Z. I can't do Edith Bunker. You know, so the
do
fact that you can kind of, the fact that you can land the plane, so to speak.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Take it, you can bring it.
That's
home.
What made me crack the fuck up was your Jay-Z.
I just want to, you know, because I'm going to tell you, I got it from Scooby-Doo. Did you watch Scooby-Doo?
Oh, of course.
So when Scooby-Doo or Shaggy, when they used to ask them what happened, they used to turn into the monsters and sound like them too. And I thought everybody should be able to do that.
So stupid.
So that's what I was doing. I was doing what Scooby-Doo.
You see what I'm dealing with? You see?
I was like, well, shit. That's
you
what you're supposed
mind
to do.
Like, I got
to
deal with.
You're a kid that watched a lot of TV, aren't you?
When
were you
I was,
raised on TV?
When I was younger, I used to be able
I was raised on TV.
I used to be able to tell the time based on the TV.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
So
what programs were coming
on?
Channels,
oh, yeah,
kids.
It's 8 o'clock. Knight Rider's about to come on. You kidding me?
Right? You say Knight Rider?
Yeah, Knight Rider.
Hell yeah.
You know?
My mom thought he was hot.
And you know what?
Hilarious.
I recently saw a post like this, but whenever MASH came on, it was a sad moment because it was time to go to fucking be.
I tell you what, I love MASH.
Because I remember MASH was dinner time.
No, MASH was...
MASH was dinner time.
No, MASH was not dinner time.
I remember sitting at the dinner table.
Maybe for you, but...
Reruns.
Maybe for you, because I had to go to bed at 8 o'clock, 8 or 9 o'clock.
No, because they used to play like around 5:30.
No, MASH came on at like 12. And then, like, I'm talking about back in the day.
No, I'm talking about like in... That's like...
Look,
you guys had bedtimes?
I had bedtime. And look, KC, right. After MASH went off, guess what happened? The TV went off.
Yeah.
It was over.
Do you remember the...
The TV's gone. And static.
Yeah.
Until preview came out. Yeah, TV was over with.
What?
Yeah. Like when I heard...
nothing else to watch.
I'm like, man, I hate this show.
How did we survive?
Oh, wow.
Man.
I mean, try sitting at the toilet without your phone.
Well,
you'll lose your mind.
Look, fortunately, I grew up in a black household, and we had Jet and Ebony magazines in there. Oh, so I used to have beauty contests. I used to turn to all the beauties of the week, like, all right. I used to line them all up on the toilet.
Because you were standing?
Yeah.
No, like on the toilet?
No, I'm on the toilet, you know, the magazine rack. See, look, this is before the kids' time.
I'm trying to get a visual.
People used to have magazine racks in their bathrooms.
Yeah.
You remember that?
We're talking about while you're in the bathroom, though.
My parents were hairdressers. We had magazines everywhere.
I had beauty contests with Cosmo the beauties of the week. Cosmo, you know what?
Yeah.
Cosmo taught me the word fellatio. I didn't know what fellatio was until I read it in Cosmo.
You just brought that out.
Well, Cosmo. Shout out to Cosmo.
Shout out to fellatio.
Yeah, shout out to fellatio.
To both. Kudos.
Kudos.
But anyway, like the In Touch magazines is what I was used to, like later on.
In Touch.
They used to be all the Hollywood gossip.
Oh, okay. I like that crap.
Like Insider and Inquirer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that crap.
You like that?
That used to be
probably, well, my mama used to get the Inquirer, like and she had all the like magazines, the 90s, and I used to read all that crap. 2000s,
maybe,
know?
Some shit like that. That was when that was, like, later on. Not like
I used to get Mad Magazine and try to draw the stuff.
Oh, my God. I love Magazine, too.
And I wish I could draw, like, whoever that editor
was. The turtle, the pirate.
Yeah, but you could draw.
Yeah, but I could draw, yeah.
Why I don't have a tattoo that you drew yet? Why haven't you created me a tattoo?
I'm not a tattoo artist, you know?
You can draw.
I did draw. I have one tattoo. And I did draw that.
You designed
that.
Yeah.
But you can draw.
Is it somewhere you can show?
No.
Okay. But you can draw.
But I could draw.
And you have, and you have, like, where's your merch?
Where's
all your stuff? You are like
I didn't bring any merch.
You didn't.
Loser. I'm a loser. Sorry. Go to kidcomedyboom.com.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Reach out to me.
I'm just saying, when I know an actual artist, I'm jealous because I wish I could create out of the, like, thin air.
Yeah.
And create. I have to,
everyone has artistic talent, though. You know what I mean?
I have to manipulate things. I can't, like, see something and
comedy is an art. Cooking is an art.
It is. It's an art.
Like this.
You know, nurturing is an art.
He designed that. Like this. Behind you.
This is awesome.
But it's not, like, you didn't, like, you're able to draw.
Well, yeah.
I manifest.
Yeah, but let me tell you, computers, man, you've put it in there. They just do it for you. They just do it.
I mean, I drew
Canva. Anybody Canva?
I drew the faces over. Like Anime Studios. You know Anime Studios?
No.
It's like a the program they use to make South Park.
Okay.
So you see the face, you see the talent.
Yeah.
Well, so basically, you know, Casey and I are true artists.
Actually, we're
we draw from memory and
I don't have that.
You know, you know what? When I was younger, Casey. Nobody had hands, because I couldn't do hands.
Oh, you couldn't do hands?
Their hands were either in their pockets or behind their back.
Oh.
I could not, or holding something. Because the fingers and the thumb was easy. I couldn't do hands.
Huh.
And I could do eyes, but I admire, like, the guys that can do, like, the realistic eyes.
I would draw eyes on everything.
Yeah.
Like, all my, you know, school notebooks and everything. All the doodles. but I was constantly drawing eyes, and it's so funny. My kids didn't know that, and both of my kids were drawing one freaking eye, man, because we couldn't draw the two, I guess. But I drew.
They can just, you know, reverse it and put it on the other side.
But my kids were drawing eyes. I was just like, this is just a creepy genetic thing happening. They didn't know I drew eyes.
As a person that draws like the eyes, like when you're drawing eyes, that's like you. What you're really doing is teaching yourself how to draw reflections and like almost like light, the graduated, the graduated shading and the lights and things.
I would get sucked out of Instagram video, man, of people drawing you.
I was impressed of
eyes, and I used to always like to try to draw the comic book characters and I'm thinking back at some of my drawings, and my muscles were like, the dudes look like Transformers.
I used to be able to draw like a Ninja Turtle. That was it.
Okay,
Ninja
cool.
Turtles is cool.
Yeah.
Cool. They're cool.
I mean, a lot of practice, and he only had one position. Straightforward. That was it.
Because I could draw, like, my son, I would draw the Disney characters for him, right?
Oh, nice.
Crazy. Yeah, so, but then... He thought everyone could draw.
Oh, yeah. You know?
So when people were babysitting, like Danny and Papa and everybody, I would come back and there would be all of these pictures of their rendition of like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Minnie Mouse. He just assumed that everyone could draw, and they couldn't. I still have those pictures, and they are hilarious.
That's like
hilarious.
You know what? To be honest with you, like, you know, I have a little artistic. I mean, the only reason why I'm not doing it professionally is because I have to be in the mood to draw.
Yeah, you gotta be inspired.
If I'm not in the mood, ain't happening.
I felt like that when I had my painting business, that they were just like, dance, monkey, dance. Mm. You know? And I'm like, you gotta feel it.
Yeah, you gotta feel it. You gotta be in the mood. And, you know,
absolutely.
Like, one day,
so I can't.
I went to the dollar store and I bought some paper and some pencils. And I told my mother, I'm gonna draw Gary Coleman. And I drew Gary Coleman, but I had to be in the mood for it.
Right.
That was the one, like, you said.
Right?
Did you see it?
I think those were.
You remember it?
It was a portrait of Gary Coleman.
Yeah,
I did a portrait of Rick Savage. He was the bass player from Def Leppard.
Yeah, that was the band with the dude with one arm, right?
Yeah. I liked them before. He lost his arm. Yeah, I liked the two arm guy too.
I just think it was amazing that he was still causing havoc with one arm. He got arrested, so they handcuffed his one arm to his leg.
That's awkward as fudge.
Oh my god!
Like, that's a terrible thing, like that.
Yeah, like look, if you got one arm, behave yourself.
Yeah,
you don't want to get handcuffed.
You don't want to get handcuffed to your leg.
You know,
that's fun. The officer was on one that night. Just messing around.
He didn't show any grace. Now, if he was really on one, he would have handcuffed him behind his back to his
belt buckle
or something.
Probably get out of it
or something. Yeah,
that one arm had to be pretty strong though.
So you were in a band, so this is my, you know, I'm a fake wannabe musician.
Yeah, me too.
To me, this is, correct me if I'm wrong. Bass players, you say you're a bass player.
Yeah.
They're normally cool, like even tone. They holding it down.
I'm cool.
Holding it down. Guitar players are sort of parallel to keyboard players. They're like, you know what? This band would be nothing without me.
You're so stupid.
Yes.
Y'all see what,
yes.
Why are you doing this?
Because I like it.
Why?
Is this a bit?
He just...
Is he gonna pick on you?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's like the lead guitars and
about the keyboard.
And the keyboard, they feel like they gotta be the loudest. Why?
And you, like, can change
this band would be
sound.
Nothing without me. And drummers
are
just crazy as shit.
Drummers wanna be the lead singer. Drummers want to be guitar players. Guitar players,
unless you're Phil Collins or Anderson Paak, shut the fuck up.
I'm telling you, drummers want to be guitarists. They want to be.
Everybody can't be
lead singers. And can I tell you a secret? What I learned?
Let's go.
I have a long history with guitar players, and you know who.
Well,
you
if you're the bass, you got to be synced with the drummer. But go ahead.
Yeah, but see, I was faking it till I made it. I was just like, I'm going to put together a girl band because screw you guys. You know, it's out of my. I'm no great musician.
Shout out to you.
But so that was just my attitude. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean I'm any kind of musician. And I still mess around with the guitar and sing, you know, acoustic guitar or whatever. I got heart.
You should bring it on stage. I don't know why you don't bring it on stage.
Well, I'm thinking about tightening up like 3 songs and maybe do like a music open mic or something. You know what I mean?
You should.
I'm thinking about
it. You can do it. And it's a couple of other, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4 four musician comics that I know.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. We're gonna start a band. Let's do it.
But I think they should.
Right.
I think they should bring it on stage, but they don't.
Well, it's got to be funny if you do it like that. I mean, it doesn't always.
You can do it.
It doesn't always work, and I don't know if I want to drag around a guitar with me and do a funny ditty.
Well, Sid plays the drums.
Oh, okay. You're talking about off stage. They play instruments.
He should bring it to stage.
I'm talking about some that already do it on stage.
Yeah, I mean, people are already.
The guy with the accordion? I don't know.
Hey, I like a good accordion, kids.
Huh?
I do. Cajun music, Zydeco? Hello.
You talking about him?
No.
No, okay.
But he does.
I'm having my own conversation.
I'm talking about Brian Gallagher.
He's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's great.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
He's an artist, right?
Yeah. Well, like an artist?
Yeah.
I don't know if he.
No, but he.
I know he's in the marketing.
Yeah, he's in the marketing. Yeah, Shout out to Brian.
We tell him all the time. He does that. We love it.
What's the
we
older dude's name that used to go up there and perform?
I just
don't know if it's perverted songs.
You know.
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, there's an avenue, obviously.
There's a niche.
No, it's part of it.
I got a couple songs myself.
See, look, let's go to some music open mics. Let's shake it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
But what I'm saying.
But I don't.
I'm going to piggyback off of what he said. Like, if you're building an hour.
Yeah.
Put in a song.
Okay, I understand that. I do. I'm going to say one thing about music and comedy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You have fans that will.
I don't.
Appreciate.
The music,
depending on what it is and how you bring it into the mix, because you guys gotta be authentic, and you can make a country song hilarious.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what are we talking
about? I read people's diaries and sang them like country songs. You know, that's hilarious. It's hilarious.
That's a TikTok. You know? That's a TikTok.
Yeah,
I should start doing TikTok. Do you think I should?
Yeah.
Do I just like record myself?
Yes.
Singing in the car and singing stupid stuff?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You heard it here, kids.
Yes. Yeah, because
you heard it here.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Sometimes you could be doing stuff and they'll have you washing your drawers in the sink and drying them out.
Wait, I'm gonna finish my thought on music and comedy. Yeah. And people may disagree with me.
Please
let me know if you disagree, and I could be completely wrong. Okay, but when you mix it up, and especially if like you have a band before comedy, okay, having a band and listening to that music, that's like getting busy doing that. You know what I mean? And comedians more like holding hands.
Yeah,
and you cannot go back to holding hands after you did the deed. You know what I mean?
I agree 100%.
But like the energy of music compared to the energy of comedy, we're holding hands, kids. We're not banging it out. You know what I mean?
I kind of disagree.
Really?
I do. I disagree.
Do you?
Yeah, because.
How so do you?
I disagree because it's all like, okay, like for example, if I come to a KC.
If you're doing a special or a show,
you should,
and you have one like somebody rocking out to start it. That's one thing, but not in between.
Mixing it up.
Or if you start it.
Or comedy first, then bang it out with the music.
If you know what I mean.
Then bring it home.
If I came
to a KC show, and you open up, rocking out to one of your jams, and then do a comedy set.
Okay. I prefer to save it to the
no,
end.
No, or
save it to the end.
However, if you're going to rock out,
if you're going to rock out, but see, I don't. When I play acoustic guitar, I'm not rocking out.
No, I'm talking about like.
If you're here, that's like during the show. You know what I'm saying?
That's during the show. That's like a during the show performance where you whip out the guitar.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm
just... Why?
For what? This is what you do. This is Casey Day. Yeah, this is all about 2025. Casey Curry,
you know what I mean? So Casey Curry,
2025.
She's a musician. She's a poet. She's a comedian. Yeah. She's a show producer. She's a published writer. She's a mommy.
What?
It is true.
And you know what?
A debate.
Please excuse me for mentioning this, but. Congratulations to you being sober.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Even though we've had drinks throughout the episode.
She didn't, but we did.
They did. I love people drinking. The more you drink, the funnier I am.
How long has it been for you?
I decided to try dry January in January of 23.
Nice.
So it's been a couple of years, but I had just started comedy, and here's what happened, is that I knew I couldn't do comedy because you have to be so present and authentic, and you have to drive a lot.
Yeah.
You have to drive a lot, okay? The last thing I need is another DUI. You know what I'm saying, people? So I decided to try dry January, and it stuck. You know, and it is probably one of the best decisions of my life, you know.
Congratulations,
Shout out to that, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You know what? That is a great accomplishment, and, you know, I would like to thank you for being here.
Yeah, I want to say thank you because of you doing comedy, we met.
Yeah. Comedy changed my life. And you guys said the same thing. Comedy changed my life.
Our lives.
Yeah, our lives.
You know, and I am the most authentic and happy I have ever been, you know, and where I am right now.
That's important because it will come to a point in your life where your peace should be protected at all times.
Absolutely. Not to be compromised. I live in a bubble.
And that's very important. And with that being said, do you... like, what are your shows? Can you mention your shows again for us?
Okay, coming up, every Tuesday I'm at Daily Press in downtown Akron. Sign up's at 7, starts at 7:30. Every Thursday I'm at Crackpots in Maslin. You got to sign up by 7. That starts at 7:30. We have upcoming shows. We have a Mother's Day show coming up. Kelly Thulis is on it. Steve Prince is on it. Bob Watson is on it. Monica Hager is on it.
Those guys. Steve Prince,
yours
Bob
truly
Watson.
I'll be hosting it. So that's at Kink Comedy Boom. That's this Saturday.
That's a great
May
show.
May 10th at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. You can get an Eventbrite. Then we had the end of May. Okay, we have, and I'm so excited to talk about this. Wednesday, May 28th, we have TikTok and Instagram sensations. We're talking Marcus Monroe out of New York with Matt Lopes. These people are hilarious. I don't know. I mean, like a gazillion TikTokers can't be wrong. You know what I'm saying? So it's one show only, and that's Wednesday.
Okay.
Where? At Can Comedy Boom, 324 Cleveland Avenue.
All right,
that's a second April Studios. We're in the basement. Is the Can Comedy Boom space. Please check us out on Facebook. Check us out our webpage and Instagram. Also, I got to mention, we have that Friday, May 30th, we have As Seen on Kill Tony, Enrique Chacon, and these are golden ticket winners from Kill Tony.
Nice.
So we have Enrique and we have Jack Shaw.
Okay.
Nice.
Both hilarious. Two shows for that. So we got a 7 and a 9 p.m. You can get your tickets. We have we're having a VIP ticket thing where we're up front. We got tables, better seats. There you go. And then Saturday, May 31st, we have Wild and Out's Mope Williams and Ree Ledbetter. She's up and coming. She's hilarious.
Nice. Okay.
So that's Saturday, May 31st. That's a 7 p.m. and a 9 p.m. show. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. Check us out at Kate and Comedy Boom. facebook.com or on Facebook. Check out Females of Comedy. Check out Casey Curry on Insta and Facebook.
I'll put all the links in.
Is that everything? Is that everything that I do?
That's
you
a
nailed
lot.
It. Good job.
Do
oh
it. My God. Do it.
Yo, Jay, where can they find you, baby?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CORREE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
One more time, where can they find you at?
Casey Curry on Facebook, k.c._Curry on Instagram, and soon on TikTok.
Yeah. That's what you gotta do. Thank you, everybody. Check you out next week.
Woo.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.